Okay, we'll start again from Kuf Tesh Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Chisda, Revi'a Shel Torah Etzba'ayim Al Etzba'ayim V'Rum Etzba'ayim V'Chatzi Etzba V'Chomesh Etzba. The volume that Revi'a occupies is two etzbos and 7/10 of an etzba. Half an etzba is 5/10, and another fifth is 2/10 is 7/10. So it's 2 by 2 by 2 and 7/10. That cubic measure is the shear of a revius. Now, how do you know that? Kedetanya. The rochets b'mayim is called besoro. Shelo yehi dover chotzeitz bein besoro l'mayim. Person nikva has to be something, first of all, that there can't be any separation between the person's body and the water of the mikveh. That's one thing it says, V'rochas b'mayim es kol b'soro, right? That all of his flesh has to be in, nothing separating. B'mayim b'mei mikveh, right? B'mayim is as if it would say b'hamayim, b'mayim. B'mayim means in that special water that's mei mikveh. As kol b'soro, why does it say kol b'soro? Mayim shekol gufa olabohem. It has to be the amount of water that an average person's body can be totally immersed. The kamahein, ama al ama barum shalosh amas. The shear that a person's body can fit in relatively comfortably is one ama by one ama. And Tosus points out that a person with his clothing on occupies one amma all around. So without his clothing can fit comfortably into a mikveh. That's one amma by one amma. Barum shalosh amos. And a person without his head is three ammas big. With the head already is another amma. So by the mikveh you put your head down. So you can squeeze into the space of amma by amma of shalosh ammas. The shiru chachom shir mei mikveh, how much water fits that volume? Arboim saw, 40 saw fit that amount. And therefore, if you understand that a saw, the Rashbam brings down towards the end of what he says here, we'll get to in a second, but he says that a saw is 6 kabim, a kav is 4 lugim, and a lug is 4 revi'asim. Is right, a lug is 4 revi'as, because a revi'as is a revi'as halug. So that means in 40 saw, we'll see in each saw. In each saw, there are 24, 96 revi'asim. 40 saw, so it'll be 40 times 96. Is 3,840 revi'asin in a mikveh. Okay, 40 times 96. So if there are 3,840 revi'asin in a mikveh, and you know the relationship between an amma by an amma, berum shalosh ammas. Every amma is 6 tefachim, and every tefach is 4 etzbos. So an amma by an amma. Every amma is 6 tefachim, how many etzbos would be 144 etzbos, right? Every amma is 144 etzbos. It's an amma 6 tefachim, and every no just the opposite it's 24 etzbos in an amma. So every amma is 24 etzbos. So 40 ammas. An amma by an amma, barum shalosh ammas, okay, would be 24 etzbos, right, 24 etzbos by 24 etzbos by 72 etzbos, right.
Right.
24 by 24 by 72. So when you have that cubic amount, and then you'll divide it by 2 etzbos by 2 etzbos by 2 and 7/10 etzbos, you get the ratio, you can figure out how much the ratio is legabe the saw and the revius, and it'll work out to what's it called, one revius per two etz balls by two etz balls and so on. Okay, that's the easy way of doing it. Now we'll see the Rashbam's way. Okay, they didn't have the mathematical calculations that we have. Okay, revius shel Torah, kigon revius yain shel nazir halacha l'moshe Sinai. Wherever the Torah mentions a revius, these are not mentioned in the Torah, but they're halacha l'moshe Sinai. A nazir has to drink a revius of yain to be chayav malchus. Revius dam habo mishnei meisim is matame, kigon revius shemen l'rekike nazir. A nazir has to put a revius of shemen in his mincha. Dika the yolik le mikroid menachos umidas chalal hakli bribua have the etzbaim orech al etzbaim rocha brum etzbaim v'chatsi etzba v'chomash etzba minolam imikva. So how much is the volume that revius fills? 2 by 2 by 2 and 7 tenths. Kedetanya v'rochatz v'mayim is kol besoro v'mayim v'me mikva mayim ham yuchodim shenikovu mitchila mi'atzma. Natural, not undrawn water. Midloksiv b'mayim l'mu'ute she'uvim d'ozol hashto ma'ise v'tovil. Right? So it has to be what's it called, it doesn't say b'mayim, it says b'mayim. B'mayim is if it would say b'hamayim. Kol b'soro midlokosa b'soro mashma she'kol gufo l'bahem. Kol b'soro. It has to be something that his entire body could be immersed in at one time. She'no nire ele kulo mechusa b'hem. Totally immersed in the water. Dahainu ama lama barum shalosh ama. Sorok shi akli moli mayim shi yitbol boho adam. I don't know whether Rashbam says kli, it can't be a kli. It has to be a what's it called, something in the ground. But what it means kli over here, Mistama means the receptacle. The shiru chachovim dahainu arboim saw. Umino yalfin in the revia shel Torah. If we know that this area, 1 by 1 by 3 amas, 3 cubic amas, equals 40 saw, then we can work it down and figure out how many what's it called portions of a saw are in 2 etz balls by 2 etz balls by 2.7 etz balls. Ketzad chalkeil mitchila kulo rumo, right, make it all height, so slice it into pieces where you'll have a whole height. Rumo shel mikvah shalosh amos. The mikvah is 3 amas high. The hainu shmona sar tvachim, which is 18 tvachim, because there's 6 tvachim in an ama. The chal came l'shisha sar chalokim. Split those 18 tvachim into 16 parts. Chalokim. The timsa b'chol chelik b'chelik tepech b'chatzi etzba. In each part you'll have a tepech and a half an etzba. Because there are 4 etzbos in a what's it called in a tefach, so there are 8 half etzbos in a tefach. Gova, that's the height. So now you have barocha of ama lama, and the width is an ama by an ama. Umarzik echad mishisha asar bearboim saw. It holds now 1/16 of the 40 saw. Dahainu shnei se'in v'chatzi saw. So if you split that into 16 parts, so each part of amma by amma, of 1/16 of that, will hold 1/16 of the 40 saw, which is 2 saw and a half a saw. Tefach v'chatzi etzba, kama chumshe etzba olsein. How many fifths of an etzba is a tefach and a half an etzba? Esrim ushnayim v'chatzi chomesh. Right, it's 22 and a half a chomesh, 22 fifths and a half of a fifth. Midalat etzbos, esrim chumshim, because 4 etzbos is 20 fifths. Umichatzi etzba, and from a half an etzba, you have 2 and a half fifths. Chalkim lahani chav beis chumshim v'chatzi l'chamisha chalokim. Split that into 5 parts. The timtza v'chol chelik v'chelik arba chumshim v'chetzi. In each part will be 4 fifths and a half. Half a fifth. Hashlech mehen shnei chalakim shein tisha chumshin. Disregard of that, two parts of that, which is nine fifths. The ake biyad chashlosha chalakim, to keep three parts of that. Shein shlosha asar chumshin v'chatsi. That'll be 13 fifths and a half of a fifth. Shel rum hakli. The hainu rum etzba ayim v'chatsi etzba v'chomish etzba. That's the height of two etzbos and a half an etzba and a fifth of an etzba. The kasher miyata to rum hakli shnei chalokim mechamit mechamisha v'nisharu shlosha chalokim. When you'll take three fifths of that, kein tamid es hamashkin shnisharu biyodeinu mearboim so shnei si'in v'chatsi. The hainu chamisha chatzoin, right? Then we'll do the same proportion with the water, with the volume of the water, and we'll have from 40 saw, 2 saw and a half. The hainu chamisha chatzoin, which is 5 halves. Hashli chashne chalokim va'akiv hashlosha chalokim shein saw v'chetzi. You'll be left with 1 saw and a half. Nimtza kli shel ama meruba berum etzba v'chatzi etzba v'chomish etzba machzik saw v'chetzi. A kli that is an ama by an ama, but only 2 etzbas and a chatzi etzba and a fifth of an etzba high will hold 1 saw and a half of water. Chalkeu l'rochvo amal ama yesh bo shisha u'shloshim chaticho shel tefer chal tefer. If you split it into 6 equal parts, you have 36 tvachim in an amma by an amma squared, right? 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, right? The hasaw b'chetzi yesh lohem shlosha v'shisha lugim, and a saw and a half have 36 lugim in them. Nimtza kli shel tefach al tefach berum etzba ayin v'chatzi etzba v'chomesh etzba machzik lug. Comes out that what's it called, a kli that's a tefach by a tefach two etzbos and a half an etzba and a fifth of an etzba high holds 1 lug. A quarter of that will hold a revius. The hainu arba revius chalkel roch bo shiva ore v'timsa bo arba pamim etzba ayim al etzba ayim keneged arba revius. And then you'll come down to the fact that if you split that into 4, you'll get a kli that's 2 etzbos by 2 etzbos, and the high 2 etzbos, a half an etzba and a half and a half of a fifth of an etzba. Nimtza kli shel etzbaim al etzbaim berum etzbaim v'chatzi etzba chomish etzba machzik revius. The hainu beitzo mechza revius is a beya and a half, because there's 6 beyim in a luke and 4 revius in a luke. Okay, that's the way that you get to it if you don't have the formulas that we have. Loshin Kotzer, Sheshomer Rabbeinu mi Rabbi Yaakov bar Yoka Rabbo, right? Rashi had a shorter way of doing this that he heard from his Rebbe. An Eifa is 3 se'in. A saw is 6 kavin. A kav is 4 lugin. And a lug is 6 beitzim, which is 4 revisim. Perusha de kabalo garsin and klal ad omer avashi. Uperushu mehilchas halachas gedolos rav yudah. We don't need this idea of kabim. We just have to start with the saw. Ama lama yesh bashloshim v'shisha tvachim betefach al tefach. Sha'ama vav tvachim. An ama on ama is 36 tvachim. 6 times 6. Kshetechalkenu l'orko b'ritzuol shehim rechovos tefach. Nimtzabo vav ritzuos kol achas rechova tefach v'orka vav tvachim. Right? If you split it into a 6, you'll have 1 tefach by 6 tvachim. The achar kachalei kol ritzuol l'orka l'shisha. Split that into 6. Timtzabo shisha t'pamim tefach al tefach. Right? You'll have 6 tefach al tefach areas. The chen l'shisha ritzuos hari lamed vav tvachim. If you figure that out, you figure the proportion of etzbos to amos, and then the cheshben of revios to saw, you can figure out also the same thing. How many revios there are in an amma by an amma by shalosh amos equal to how many alugim, how many revision there are in two etzbos by two etzbos by two and a half etzbos and a fifth of an etzbo. Okay, you get the idea. Omer Avashi, Omer li Ravin bar Chinana, Shulchan shal mikdash shal prakim havi. Ravashi said, Ravin bar Chinana told me that the Shulchan of the Mikdash was something you could take apart. Shal prakim. There's a word for that. It was something that was made, again, it was made in parts that came together, but there's a one word for something. What?
Modular.
Modular, that's it. It was modular. If you hold that it was one, a piece that could not be taken apart, right? Amsa ba amsa hechi matbile. How could they be matbile? The shulchan could become tamei and had to go into a mikvah, right? And amma that was in the azara, it was exactly an amma by an amma. It was exactly the shear of a mikvah. So how could they put that into the mikvah? It was too big. It couldn't put an amma by an amma into an amma. Versus my kusha, Dilma be yam shosha shlomo havi matbelei. The Tani Reb Chiya, yam shosha shlomo, mazik meya v'chamisha mikvah tahara. They had another mikvah in the Azara, besides the amma samayim. That was exactly the shear of a mikvah. They had a gigantic mikvah that Shlomo HaMelech made, which was 150 times the size of a mikvah. So there's no problem putting the shulchan in there. Hashbam. Shulchan shal mikdash, shulchan shal zov shosha Moshe. Uksid be amasayim orko, vi amma rochbo, vi amma vechetzi komoso. Right? It was 1 by 2 by 1.5 high. Shoprakim havik, shiacholim the farik rochbo lishnai. You could divide it into two parts. Right? It came apart. Vechain ragli ashulchanem mechuborim yofi, chol the farik, and you could take the feet off also. If you held that it was not able to take apart, right? Then hechi motzi matbele hoil v'rochbo amma beklishu amma lama. How could you be matbele something that was an amma wide in a mikvah that was only an amma wide? An amma won't fit into an amma. The mikvah hayasham bazara kedisha b'seder yoma. Right, inami ba'amas hamayim shebazora shebo matbilin klishore shenitmu, and they wouldn't have made a mikvah in the azora bigger than the smaller shear because they didn't want to take up too much room in the azora. That's how some achronim learn. And in the second shot, there was amas hamayim as mashem was only an amma. That's why it's called an amma. Vayser rechava amma v'al shem kach nikris amma ki disman elu ve'elu misarvim ba'amma. The lashon rishon lashon Rabbeinu Yaakov. But the Amar Avashi the Milsei Gabi Mikvah, not Amasamayim, which was a spring. So the Maish, if they had a mikvah, the Azara Mistamit was the smallest amount it could be. Hashulchan Mekabel Tuma, Kedamrina Bechomer Bekodesh, Domerish Vakish, Mai Dechshiv Hashulchan Hator Mechlau Shutamit. Hashulchan could be Mekabel Tuma. And the Gemara Chagiga describes how it was Mekabel Tuma. It was Lechora Kli Eitz that wasn't made to move. It's not Mekabel Tumah. So what it says, a few different answers. One is that what's it called? That it was covered with gold, and the gold was the ikar, and therefore it's Mekabel Tumah as a Kli Mateches. Marzik Meir v'chamisha mikveh tar, Mesechus Erev and Forish Menolim. Erev in the Gemara learns how you knew there was 150 shiurim of mikveh in this Yam Shal Shlomo. Okay. V'lo yifchesu lo me'arboa kosos. Heichi misakne rabbanan midi dosi by de sakana. How could the rabbanan misakin something that's going to be a sakana? Batanya lo yochalodim treivel, lo yishte treivel, yukanich treivel, yasha trochav trei. Person shouldn't do anything in even numbers, in pairs. And in Pashas over here, it's not just two, but four is also a problem. Anything that's even numbers. And even though Shomer Mitzvah lo yeda dovera, when you do a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about these things, but the chatchila, there shouldn't be masak in something that's a sakana that you have to rely on Shomer Mitzvah. They should have done it. They should have made five kosos. Or an uneven number, not dafka, an even number. Omer of Nachman, Omer Kroa, Leil Shimurim, Leil HaMeshumer Uba Min HaMazikim. Pesach, you don't have to worry about this, because Pesach is Leil Halel Shimurim. Shimurim Lechol Bnei Yisrael Dorosam. So it's a protected night. Rava Omar, Koshel Bracha Mitzarif LaTova, Vein Mitzarif LaRoa. The Birkas HaMazon Kos, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, Birkas HaMazon, that's mitzvah for good but not for bad. Therefore, it's considered like as if there's three. It won't make it even, right, to be considered a kos l'ra. Ravina Omar, Arba Kosi Takin Rabban and Derecherus, Kol Chad V'Chad Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. Everyone's a separate mitzvah v'api nafsha. Nafshahu. Okay. See Rashbam. So we have three answers. Trey Zugos. Even pairs. Wadin La'arba. Same thing goes for four. Tzrachav Tashmish. Person shouldn't have relations twice. Either once or three times. Rav Omar Koshel Birkas HaMazon Shushlishi. L'roa Eino Mitzvarif. L'hashlim Zugos. Right, it doesn't make it even thing. It's like it's not there. L'shakana im shoser vi achra. If you'll drink the fourth one after, there's no problem. L'chi ha'gav namrin l'kamon v'yishmerecha l'roa ain't a mitztarif. See, later on, the Gemara says also, the yishmerecha is a mitztarif l'roa. Okay. Mitzvah b'amfei nafshihi. The ain mitzvah in Zalazah. They're not mitzvah. Each one's a separate mitzvah. From the Rif learns from here, you have to make a separate bracha on each kos. Since they're separate mitzvahs by themselves, every kos has a separate pori kriya gotham. What else is here? Okay, the idea that each one's a separate mitzvah is because it was niskan connected the arba lashonos of geula. So each one's connected a different lashon, something separate completely, and it also corresponds to the different stages of Geula, so each stage was something to itself. You said about the bracha. Oh, you have Leil Shimurim. There are certain minhagim we have because of Leil Shimurim. We don't say Kriya Shema Lamita, Leil Pesach. One of the reasons we open the door by Shvoch Hamoscha is to show that we feel it's a Leil Shimurim. We're not afraid to open the door. And in that shchus, Mashiach will come. And when Leil Pesach falls on Leil Shabbos, we don't say Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, which was made to delay the davening so people that were late wouldn't be left there alone. On Leil Pesach, you don't have to worry about that, because it's Leil Shimurim.